Welcome to Invasion of Privacy. I'm Kate Wolf, and that I can't even speak.
And that I
have a very special guest, Tina Constance.
Yeah. You sound like Fallon.
I know, I do. I sound like a man impersonating a Valley girl.
Yes.
Hello.
Same.
Today, I'd like to introduce Tina Constance.
What's up?
So, Tina, I don't know where to go from there.
I know.
So, Tina's here. She's in my pad.
I am.
My place. I had from 10 to 3 today was Miss Wolf's art class.
Yeah.
The last one for a bit. And now I got Tina Constance here, interior designer to the wealthy.
I mean, that's the only way you have an interior designer, though.
That's kind of true.
I can't afford
isn't it?
An interior designer. It's a high end service. Like, yes, we're all creative. And I'm not saying this to be a bitch. I'm saying because it's true. I think people often don't really understand what an interior designer is. It's not like you pay her and she comes over and she like figures your shit out. It's like a very high end service and it takes a long time.
And like, you're often linked up to architects, right? And
yeah, well, like, architects, builders, subcontractors. Like, there's a difference between like someone who feels like they have a knack for picking out curtains and rugs and, you know, I'm placing plumbing fixtures, I'm designing tile layouts, I'm like placing light fixtures in certain locations. I'm usually there from the build. It's a totally different.
It's very mathematical, actually, what you do.
Yeah, we work in AutoCAD. Like, yeah, we measure all the tile and then we take the measurements of the tile and we draw it in a 2D drawing. We tell the contractors where to start and stop. Like, we place the light fixtures in AutoCAD. We give them the distance off the floor and the distance off the wall. Like,
and you can't fuck that because I've talked to you about, like, if you do a slight mess up in a measurement, it can throw off. It
yeah,
can waste
all the symmetry.
Thousands of dollars.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. And if, like, if you figure it out too late and the walls are closed up and you have to bust them open, if the tile's already been put in, if the grout's already been done, you know, even if just the drywall's up, it's funny. I feel like I'm already putting myself to sleep explaining it, but a fair amount of people do not understand what the job is.
I understand only because I've been friends with you for years,
right?
And I got to witness you going through back to get your master's in it.
I never got my master's.
Oh, there. Really?
I got my second BFA.
Oh, your second BFA.
Yes, yeah.
So I witnessed, I mean, I saw a lot of the blueprints you were working with. And then, what do you call them? Like the layouts. You would have these like different things of colors. Like, I don't know what you call them. You'd be putting together these design panels.
Oh, like the mood boards and stuff?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
So
yeah,
I just got to witness the science and the art and the mathematics behind being a designer. And it really is not simple at all.
No.
You have a natural knack for it. We met as art teachers together. We both have always been artsy.
Yeah, super artsy, yeah.
After like less than a year of teaching art, you were like, I'm going back to school for interior design.
It's
not
a lot,
for me.
Yeah, no.
It wasn't for either of us. We've talked about that. But
we have, yeah.
Bless for real people who love teaching. Like,
yeah.
That's great. It's not to diss that at all. It was not... I love to teach, but not in that kind
Same.
Of environment.
And I also really like to teach. And right now I also teach college. I am an adjunct professor.
At Kane, can I say?
Yeah,
where?
Kane.
At
yeah.
Kane.
Yeah, at Kane. And I didn't teach this past semester, but I have for about the past 5 years. And I've just been too busy at work. And one of my students is now an intern with us. Hopefully she'll be full time soon. And I overheard her the other day telling someone at a furniture delivery. She was like, yeah, you know, like she was my professor and she's just so patient. So like I can tell that she not only wants me to like do the job, but she wants me to learn. She wants me to be better. And like I appreciate her for that. And it was so weird to overhear a conversation about yourself that's positive, because first of all, it usually doesn't go like that. Like if you overhear someone talking about you, you just assume they're talking shit about you. So I did like, you know, open my ear up and stay still. I'm like, what's going on over there? And it was her saying like,
you were ear fishing.
Yeah, I was. And it was just like her saying how I stop and take the time to explain things to her. And I was so thankful because I don't consider myself a patient person or a kind person. Not even kind. I'm kind, but not in that type of way. I can be a brute sometimes. So like, yeah, I love being a teacher. I just don't like screaming groups of eighth graders, 30 children who like are going through puberty,
drawing cartoon penises all over their portfolios,
throwing X-Acto knives into the bulletin board. Oh my God. And I'm trying not to laugh, trying to make sure no one loses an eye. Like the whole thing was just a shit show.
Tina and I were both art teachers, and she was in the downstairs room and I was upstairs, but we would be on G-Chat too
all day
talking to
we didn't want to be there at all.
But it would just be funny. But I'd be like, what you teaching right now? You know?
And
you'd
yeah.
be
like, you know, this class.
And I'd be like, oh, I'm doing this.
Something that, I, again, like we said, we're not here to knock art teachers. I mean, some not of my art teachers all. Were some of my favorite people yes. in the world. And they inspired me and they let me live and they let me express myself, which I needed to do a lot as a kid. But I just, for me, there's so much you don't think about. And it, I hated being dirty. I was always dirty.
Oh, wow.
Like the dust when we were doing clay, my skin was dry. When you're cleaning up paint, there's paint under your nails. Like you're never fully clean, I feel like, as an art teacher.
You're cleaning up 25 to 30 kids' paintbrushes.
Yeah,
they're supposed to clean them themselves.
The fucking sink is disgusting. It's just
and
gross.
You're right, the dust from the ceramics.
It's
and
like
then
all
I remember
on your hands. It's on your skin.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and it's beautiful in its own right, especially for someone who does want to take that on. Like the two other art teachers, I won't mention their names, but I feel like they love being art teachers.
Yeah,
I could be wrong, but I feel like that's also why they kind of try to chase me out. Is they were like, you don't love it. Like we like, and to one extent they were right.
They're right. We didn't love it. We didn't belong there. And I have no problem saying that.
But you can't chase someone out who's like not doing anything wrong.
It was like pitchforks. They were like coming for you with torches and pitchforks. They were.
Yeah. That's the part that's like not okay, but whatever. That's a whole other.
It's fine. It was a long time ago. But also fuck you guys. We're over it, but fine.
Yeah, we're over it, but evil laugh. Ha ha ha.
Ha ha ha.
Okay. Let's talk about let's talk about how you are one of the most badass interior designers walking this planet, and yet how sexism is still real. and this isn't any kind of like an attack
on anyone.
No. It's more just and even though I'm not an interior designer, a lot of us women who are trying to carve out our own unique business model, you know, like really putting ourselves and our careers, and not just that, like we love our friends and family, but you know, like the and I don't mean to just isolate it to women, because I know that deep down everyone's just trying to be who they are.
Yes.
But like there is still something, and you and I have talked about this, where being a woman claiming your power, like there's still favoritism I have felt towards seeing men as the ones who deserve more eye contact or being spoken to. And it's crazy. Like you don't want to believe that's real, but I would love to hear just some of your experiences.
I love that you mentioned eye contact, by the way. When I'm at work, I love me some eye contact, and it fucking shakes dudes to their core. And I don't even mean it, and I'm not trying to do it, but I think it's respectful when you're having like a business conversation or a conversation you're trying to like to look someone dead in the eye and try and figure something out. And I can't tell you how many dudes it's absolutely disarmed, like shut them down in that moment. Like I have literally had one not be able to make eye contact with me to the point that he like was like looking away and doing all this weird stuff. And I was like, dude, what is going on? And he was like, I don't know, you're just making me so nervous for some reason. And I was like, in my head, I was like, it's the eye contact. It's that I'm not letting him go. You're here. We're talking about this. I'm not afraid of you. Let's fucking do this. And
it's being taken seriously as a woman too.
Yeah. Right.
And not giggling during, like when you look at someone and you're not playing this damsel, you're relaying hard information. It's a different exchange that they're not used to. And it can almost knock their fragile masculinity if it's fragile. If it's not, then they'll be right there with you in a sense.
Right. And certain dudes, it doesn't bother at all.
Exactly.
They're totally here for it. They don't flinch. They get right on board. But some of them, it just definitely, and I think it's the ones that imagine women, like they're the ones who think of them as pretty first before anything else. And then you're like, they're like, they have to grapple with the fact that you're a whole person. You're actually trying to get something across.
And that you care just as much about your career as they do.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that your number one priority isn't seeming attractive to that. And we all want to be attractive for ourselves, but you're saying I'm here for me first and foremost. And I want to find myself attractive before before caring if you think I'm attractive or desirable to you. And I think that's what throws people off, because some people are unconsciously walking around from that place of accept me, accept me. And I get it. I'm not here. A lot of us just want that first. But when you've spent years carving out a real badass career for yourself, you don't have time for like, you know,
no,
what
you
I
don't.
Mean?
No, you don't.
It's I'm here for a reason. I take myself seriously. I know I'm talented and powerful, and I want to be seen and respected for what I do. And I feel like you and I are both, and we've been doing this for years, but continue to claim like, and part of my celibacy, I think, is a part of it too. Like, look, I would love to have sex, obviously, again in the future, but first and foremost, you know what I mean? Yeah, I'm not like, but it's like, if that's what it takes to be really taken seriously and to know like, I'm here for my son, I'm here for my career, I'm here for my friends, and I'm here to fucking heal. Like, I'm not here to just, do you know what I mean?
It's kind of like, not here for you
I'm
to
not
like
here to flirt
me.
With you yeah. unless I really want to and it naturally
happens.
I don't
have a lot of patience for flirting in the workplace either. It happens very naturally because people are people and we're animals, but like, I don't like people who sit there and flirt all day. It's exhausting to me. I don't want to be flirted with. Of course, everyone wants to be accepted and you're human. I want people to think I'm attractive, all of that stuff. But when I'm at work, that's not number one to me. The whole, and I watch people in my work, in the workplace, not just like in my workplace, but who really thoroughly enjoy that aspect. And for me, it's exhausting.
I think if it was, look, if you're naturally for real in love with someone in your workplace and you already have that thing set up, but even within their work boundaries, when you really take your craft seriously, of course that stuff and the fun and everything's built in. But I think you and I both, we chose careers to excel in them, and I quit teaching to follow comedy, and then the healing stuff came in. Like, I'm not fucking, like, this isn't a joke to me. Like, some people,
you're not either to be distracted by someone, right? Like, so that's not your first priority, getting like flirting with someone at work. You're just trying to get ahead.
Not even just get ahead. I'm trying to follow my heart and like
that's
do
what
right
I mean by get ahead. Like, just keep moving forward.
Yeah, it's but with that being said, I think love comes through naturally when you are just doing what you love and you're not like for me, my natural connections are what they are. And I try not to like, you know me, I've done a lot of work of just accepting my truth and my feelings for who I have and honoring them and honoring myself.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is like, I'm not here to get dick in that. You know what I mean? like it would be nice. I want to get married. I want to have a partner. Like, that's what I want. And I want the sex to be built in. But like, I'm here for like deeper shit on all the arenas, my career, my romantic life. Like, I'm not here to just be like, like,
think
you know,
I'm
look
pretty.
At my, yeah, like,
think I'm pretty.
I know I'm pretty. Do you know what I mean? I don't need to prove it. Yes. I know I'm a fucking, and I'm not trying to say this in a cocky way. I think I'm a knockout, and right. It's okay for me to think that. So
that's
I don't have
thing.
To walk around.
You should think that.
But it's like, but and not in a cocky way. It's like, okay, and I'm here for a reason. Like, I'm here to
kick
ass.
You don't need it to be enforced. You don't need it to be constantly reinforced by you getting that sort of attention.
I just feel good about myself. Yeah. And I want everyone to feel good about themselves. Yes. I'm just sick of this, like, there's still, and I hope it's changing fast. Like, if you're a woman and you're trying to be a baller with it, it's like,
you're going to get called a bitch. You're going to get called. It's going to constantly go to things that have to do with you being a woman. You're going to get called bossy. I can't tell you how often I get called bossy. And it's not me being bossy. It's just me not bending when it's time for me not to bend. Like, and it's not bossy. It's like, I'm here. This is what we're doing. Let's move forward. It doesn't need to be a conversation. And I'll throw it down like that. And they'll be like, man, she's so bossy. And I'm like, or I just don't need for you to fucking think I'm the sweetest human being on planet Earth. It's not necessary.
I don't know. Well, I literally, people like, as you were saying that, I felt like there was an interview years ago with Lady Gaga where she's like, I don't give a fuck what you think. It was about like girl pop star. Do you remember what I'm saying? She was in this purple wig and there was a reporter that asked her a sexist question. Like, do you think your sex appeal will take people will take you less seriously? And she was like, you would never say that to a man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
And it's like,
I could picture her saying
she doesn't
that, yeah.
She didn't care about being bossy or seeming like a bitch when she responded back to that reporter. She smelled sexism and was like, I'm just being a boss. And sexuality is great. I obviously embrace my sexuality. I'm not ashamed of it. But I don't lead with it. Even if some people think I do not. If you have one conversation with me, I try to be very human. You know, I'm not like, hey.
Right. It doesn't always have to be about
welcome
sex.
Welcome to my house.
Yeah, it doesn't always have to be about approval.
No. And like, I can tell, you and I are so sensitive, we can tell when someone's first trying to flirt with us rather than get the job done.
Yeah.
And I think flirting will happen with me and you. We're tough chicks, but when we like someone, we melt. So that will just happen naturally. You know, it won't have to ever be forced. It won't have to be like you're supposed to be talking about something, getting the job done, and then do you know what I mean? It's a different quality.
Also, I don't think I'm much of a flirt, if I'm honest. I don't think I like.
I've seen you when you're with someone you love. You just get girlier. Do you know what I mean? You get like, it's not a flirt. It's like a softening into a girly. It's what
I'm,
we all
in my
do.
Head. I'm like, who do I like? I almost want you to like mouth it. I'm like, who have you ever seen me around that I like?
I've seen you around ex boyfriends.
Like who? Mouth it.
Well, I've seen. Can I be?
Oh yeah. Oh,
I'm saying I've seen the whole, I've seen you with your people, and when you're in love, I mean, you've seen it with me too. When you're in love,
but
and it's a beautiful
thing.
Never,
like, I'm not like, I can't explain it though. Like, I don't even think I know how to flirt.
No, I get it. But that's what I'm saying. Yeah. I've seen you get girly. It's like that giggly where you're like, cause Tina is like, obviously you guys can hear, you're badass. Like, you have a strong voice, but like there's something I have it when I'm liking. So you can even hear when I'm liking someone and they're like funny and they can get me like I immediately I'm like,
so do I. So do I. Yeah. Okay.
Thank God. Yeah. Wait, there was one time I'm not mentioning this person's name, but you and I were at a comedy show and there was a particular comedian you're going to know who we both got charmed by. But
oh,
we
my God.
Actually,
I think about this all the time.
But we don't actually want to bone this person at all. But like sometimes his charm.
Yeah.
Worked.
Like he had like.
He had us giggling. And we both looked at each other and we were like, why is this?
Big
why?
Dick energy. Just like big dick energy. Like we were just like, ooh.
But like we would never actually, you know. But no. I remember he was like, bye, ladies. And
no.
We were like.
No, this is what happened.
There was a taxi thing.
Yeah. He was like, do you want to grab a cab with us? Are we going in the same direction? And me and you both just like. Became idiots. We were like, I don't know, we're just like gonna say like, no, it's fine, thank you, bye. And then he walked away and we're both like, what the fuck just happened?
It worked on us.
Yeah, it worked. Yeah,
it just and we both saw it and we were like, oh wow, that's it was like annoying. I was like, really?
Yeah, that worked.
But that was years ago. I don't think it would get us anymore. I don't. Who knows?
I don't know. I don't remember. I mean, I don't. It was like 10 years ago.
That was a while ago. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I haven't seen that person. No, I have. And it doesn't. I didn't have the same giggliness.
Yeah.
There was a cockiness that came through. There's always a cockiness there with this particular person.
Right. I think that sometimes it is hard not to respond to that. But as you get older, you do respond to it less when it's just someone that's like a showboat, that there's nothing to
and
back it up
with. And when that cockiness is linked to not fully respecting you. Yeah, do you get what I'm saying? It's like
gross.
A fake pedestal. Like, I think as you and I claim our power, that kind of flirt, where it's just a dude being like pretend almost cocky, you're like, oh, I don't. Yeah.
No, I mean, there's some people in my field that are schmoozers, like by nature. And I watch people get charmed by them. And it absolutely does not work on me. It almost has the opposite effect on me.
It's so awkward when they try it, though, when you're just watching them.
No, they don't even try it with me anymore.
Really?
They know that, like, it's not.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah, it's my favorite thing. Like, I'll watch it happen to other people. And then that particular person will come to me and just be like, hey. And I'm like, yes, that's right. That we just hate me. We don't like do the whole like, like it's not working with me and I don't have time for it.
Amazing.
I'll shut it down. Yeah.
Do you ever have people be really creepy to you at all anymore? Like weird body language when they're talking to you or like jokes? That's great.
I think that first of all, I have to say me and Kate have known each other for a pretty long time now. And being in my early 30s, like I'm a totally different person. And I feel like my presence doesn't allow for that stuff anymore.
That's
like,
awesome.
I mean, if it happens, I'll shut it down so quickly. Oh, but you know what? You did ask. So this is a particular instance. There is a much older man that has been very creepy to me in professional settings. And it's weird because it's generational. To him, he doesn't realize that it's so inappropriate. And sometimes, I mean, we've had talks about it, but sometimes you almost let it, not that you let it slide, and I don't mean that you should let it slide, but it's very awkward to try to express to someone in this culture, in 2019, you cannot comment on a woman's appearance. I mean, like, he's like in his 70s.
Yeah.
He doesn't, like, when he tells stories about his workplace, it's literally about like getting blowjobs under the tables from secretaries.
No.
So like, and drinking, and it's like Mad Men shit, like drinking and smoking, getting blowjobs at work. Like that was acceptable. So like, it's so weird and hard to reprogram that.
I mean, no, I get it. There are some where you're like, oh, to say something, this person's whole system's going to collapse almost.
But it won't collapse. They're not going to hear it. He's 70 something. He's just going to keep fucking keeping on. And not that we shouldn't do it. And I'm all for Me Too. And I'm all for saying that you should stand up. And if someone has wronged you, you should go after it. I've never taken it and said it was acceptable. But I have seen it 1,000 times and gone, the weird thing about this is he doesn't know it's wrong.
Well, I'll tell you a story. So I played for Tina my new rap song.
Yes.
And there's a line in it where it's like, the last person to test me straight up disappeared. And I'm going to say who that person is. It was a situation when I first started comedy, and I've talked about this before, but I haven't mentioned names. There was an owner, a co-owner of a comedy club. He was older, mm-hmm. who groped me. But it was like a leading up to it. And when I didn't even try to confront. I just stopped going in. And when he emailed me, why haven't you showed up? That's when I said, because you did this, this, and this. Just even saying that, he unraveled and he threatened me, and you know what
of
I mean?
Of course, yeah.
But that was like a time where I did try to say like, what you did was wrong. That was a workplace and you groped me. To him, that wasn't even wrong. It was like how you relate to a woman. And
right.
I mean, I never walked back there. He's dead now. So when I said straight up disappeared, I fucking meant it.
He did.
Yeah. He did. And I don't even say that sadly, you know what I mean? Like he was a man abusing power and I didn't kill him. You know, I just was like, fuck you. So like, it's not like I even tried to change his way of thinking, but I was like,
right. You have to call it out. Like this is unacceptable.
I called it. I mean, yeah. He asked why I stopped coming in. You did this to me. He wanted to call me a liar. What he literally called me Alice in Wonderland. He's like, what is this, Alice in Wonderland? I'm like, oh, is that a way of trying to like discredit me and call me a little girl? And like, I didn't know what was
like
happening.
Imaginary, like, yeah. Surreal.
He tried to mind fuck me in that, yeah. Way. And I had a witness and I said that to him. I was like, I had a friend who witnessed the whole thing. So I'm sure that I took him down a bit, and he was very wealthy with like a kind of show wife.
It's funny though, like
not to be mean to her.
Generationally, like the money thing doesn't even play into it sometimes. I think generationally, like, I mean, of course it doesn't. In many instances, people feel more powerful when they have money, but the older generation just doesn't get that that's not appropriate to like ever touch ever. And I think that it is important. I mean, you called him out. I called this person out as well. I think it's important to make sure we're calling these people out. We're not letting it slide. But I also, to some extent, know that like, it won't change until they're all dead. Like,
yeah,
you know what I mean? Until like the whole thing sort of.
Well, all of this is rapidly changing. And when I was in Atlantic City last weekend, there was one particular show with people that I really did rub the wrong way. You could tell just a woman talking about, first of all, the Friday was a good Friday. Don't go to an Atlantic City comedy show on a good Friday if you're like uptight. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's so weird.
But I think if I had been a male telling certain of the jokes, it would have been easier. I know that for a fact. But just having a girl up there talking about pterodactyl porn or whatever, it's
dope. I mean, I'm in for it.
But to some people, it's the most offensive thing. If
are there
you think
jokes
a woman
sounds
supposed to be like, yeah.
Okay, good.
Where like, I go into the whole thing.
My first thought, I'm like, pterodactyl porn would have some solid noises.
Three dudes dressed as pterodactyls gangbanging like an overly bleached blonde. I mean, I tell the joke, but I'll do it.
Right.
But I do the I'm like, because their costumes were fucking amazing, Tina.
Oh, you really saw this?
Oh, yeah. Oh. And they were like in character. Do you know what I mean? Like they were like, oh, like they were so good. I mean,
did
I say
this
on
for
stage.
That porn?
No. Please.
You're finding better porn than I am.
Girl, that's true. I don't watch porn anymore, but true. I mean,
I haven't in a while.
I've went either. Through the whole gamut. But I mean, and I feel corny because I do say it on stage, but I'm like, the girl, she was reverse cowgirling. No one was doing the wing wraparound. This is rude. She had a bleached asshole.
Rude.
So rude.
So
bleached
rude.
Asshole. I mean, it's like, I can't even bleach my fucking laundry.
I mean, I think it's like,
and she
for
was
the course,
moaning
though,
awfully. She was like, meow.
That was it?
Yeah, she was just like, you know, that really fake, like, no one sounds like that. Yeah.
Why do they do that?
Yeah.
What is, that's the sound. That is the sound. That's the porn.
Well, first
porn
of
sound.
All, Asian porn is really bad with it. It's really like, yeah. It's like a little baby.
Oh yeah, you sound like a baby.
Yeah, but like a baby squirrel. Yeah, or a goat. Yeah, it just doesn't sound like what you can tell. Well, first of all, most porn you're watching two people who are not really into it. When you're really into it and that like primal thing, something else comes out. So like. That's why I can't really watch porn at all.
Yeah, because it's like so calculated and boring. And it's all male gaze shit. Yeah, it's all from like, their perspective.
Yeah. Yeah.
Solid.
It's so bad. Yeah. Can you imagine a dude having sex with a girl and she's just like, yeah.
I'm sure they're probably like disappointed when they don't because that's what they've been watching their whole lives.
Did you see Don, what is it, Don John, that movie? Yeah, I love that fucking movie.
I haven't
movie.
Seen it in a long time.
Though. Me neither. But right. I saw Endgame. I'm not going to give spoilers, but
he's in
Scarlett's,
it.
Well, Scarlett Johansson, yeah. She's such a babe. So I always think about her in that because she was so funny in Don John.
I loved her.
Her name's Barbara. She was like
a thick Long Island accent.
Yeah. I loved it. She was just such like a Long Island, but with like babe, but with the whole like... Great. You're watching porn. Like, I can't even do it. I can't do the accent at all, but she's so good. I love it.
Yeah.
I would watch the two of them. Who's the dude that plays
Joseph
that?
Gordon-Levitt.
He's a hunk.
Yeah.
Can we bring that back, the word hunk?
Yeah, I like that word.
Hunk.
I like calling men babes, too. What babes. A babe. He's such a babe.
I'm at hunk. I think of Patrick Swayze. Do you know what I mean? Oh, Dirty Dancing.
What a
hunk.
Fucking hunk. Yeah.
What a hunk.
Totally.
Hunk a hunk. No, I won't do hunk a hunk.
Please don't. Please don't.
I think the Joker in the Suicide Movie, he said that. He was like, hunk up. But he did it like, because he was like terrifying. He went like, you're a real hunk a hunk. But he said it where it was scary. And I was like, yeah, that's the best.
Yeah, hunk.
Hunk a hunk.
He's hunky.
He's hunky, man.
That's the thing.
I want a hunk. I am a hunk. I don't need a hunk. I am a hunk.
Same. Same.
I mean, I might have to title this hunks.
Yeah.
Two hunks. I don't know. I'll figure it out later. Okay. Sorry. I don't know how we went.
Yeah, we went. Yeah. Patrick.
Anyway, don't be gross. That's all I'm saying.
Well, I think that what we missed as well is what we were talking about earlier today is as a woman... As someone that has to make a lot of decisions every day, as someone that has to talk to a lot of men every day, because my field is mostly contractors, architects, people who are running projects, subcontractors, electricians, plumbers.
I'm only laughing because I've heard Tina talk to these people and it's enough to give you a boner if you don't even have, like, you are no, like, I love, like, someone will call, she'll be like, I got to take this real quick. I'm like, okay. And you'll just be like, yeah, no, but I can't even do it. You'll just be like, it's so amazing. You'll be like, and? Okay. And yeah, 5 foot by 5. Yes. Yeah. I told the person this yesterday. Like, you're just like, and I'm like, I wish
the people from my job could
hear
this.
Like, you're not like, you're like, yeah. Yeah, I know.
I'm a fucking psycho.
Yes,
on the
that's
phone.
What I said. That is what I talked to Gary yesterday. Yes, I told Gary, yes, he messed up the size. I told you 2 months ago a door like that wouldn't fit.
It's so true. I seriously am going to play that for everyone I work with and they will be crying. Like, I'll say the craziest shit. I'll call someone and I'll be like, did you follow up? And they'll be like, I haven't had a chance. I'm also still waiting to hear back. I'm like, you're waiting to hear back from the people in your shop. And they're like, she's like, yeah. I'm like, I think you're going to have a better time hearing back from them since they're in the other room. So it would be great if you would get up and go in the shop and ask them and then come back and tell me. And I'll hear that all come out of my mouth and she'll go. And then I'm like, fuck, man.
That, no, you exactly. Fuck. I've heard that and I'm just and like literally we'll be out sipping tea somewhere. In Montclair, do you know what I mean? Talking about something crazy, like alien, you know what I mean? And then you'll be like, I gotta take it. And then all of a sudden you'll just be like, walk your body to the next room, okay? Tell Brian that I've been waiting for 3 days for a response. Do you know how much money's riding on this? $45,000. So you tell Brian, if he wants to keep my business, he will get his body. Like, you're just like, I'm like... It's the best because you know someone was fucking with you because Tina doesn't get like that.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
No, yeah.
So I'm like, yeah, you tell Brian.
Yeah, I only do that when it's necessary, but I have no problem.
It's beautiful.
No problem telling people when it's time. But I think it's funny though, there are some people who are very strong in their own wills that I do hesitate to do it with. And that is where I can still feel the male-female thing sometimes. And this is what we were talking about beforehand. I do have a coworker that I rely on. And sometimes, and he said that it isn't until he's worked with me so closely that he's realized it is a thing that men do listen to other men more than they listen to women. He said recently with his wife, he's also been seeing it. Like, he told me a story about how he took over their finances and the guy that he was emailing, he's like, dude, when she used to email him, he wouldn't get back to her for a week. I email him, he gets back to me in a day. And he's like, it was such a good moment actually, because he was like, I feel like women used to say this to me all the time, but now that I'm married and now that I'm working with you all the time and I'm CC'd on all your emails, I realize that they really do get back to me faster. And I'm like, dude, it's a real thing. I think that men think we make this up, and it's such a real thing. And to watch a man, I thought it was a really cool moment. I was proud to be there in that instance, to watch a man have that realization and to watch him think it was bullshit. It felt like a really huge moment. I was like, it is bullshit. Thank you for being on our side now. Like, it almost, you saw that he'd never do it again.
Because it's both of our sides, right? It's like, to actually, because there's so much intelligence that comes from women who know what they're talking about. Not a woman who's like pretending to.
Right. Or anyone pretending.
Right. Yeah. It's to someone who actually has knowledge and expertise in an area to be taken seriously. And I think that's what's suddenly shifting on a deeper level as you and I also claim the right to really talk the way we talk. And like, you know, so I played for Tina my new rap song.
Loved it.
I don't even want to give away the name yet, but it's pretty a fucking baller name. And it's my way of, you know, I did start rapping. I have been doing comedy. It's something I think I'm good at, both. And it's my way. Like, the song is like, it claims it. It has no shame in it. I will be releasing it soon. But it's also like, the more I can withstand the uncomfortability of putting something like that out, but then holding space, being like, no one can boss me anymore. Like, no, I like it. It is good.
And it is good. It's awesome.
Thank you.
I loved it. And it's tough as shit. And it's still like soft and feminine and everything. But it's like, it's that feeling. Kate's making that phone call with that rap. Like, she's yes. She's just not fucking around. You're not fucking around.
I'm making that phone call.
Yeah.
And I love that way of putting it. And it's not mean either.
No.
It's not. It's really.
I'm never being mean when I'm making my phone calls too. I'm just calling people on their bullshit. Like, what you're saying to me is bullshit and you're putting me off and I'm seeing through it, and I will not go, okay, sure, call me back. I cannot wait for that. That's all it is. I'm not trying to be mean ever either.
Oh, absolutely. I'm saying there are some of my rap songs that are even more sharp than this one. This one is,
I thought that too when I heard it. Yeah.
It's strong, and it's that phone call, but it's not mean spirited unless someone's threatened, you know what I mean? Like, unless it somehow triggers a thing, It's really not directed at anyone. But I'm excited to release it soon. I'm really proud of it.
It's awesome.
Working on the video with Tina.
Yeah. I will not be in the video.
I know. I wanted Tina to be.
She calls me. I'm halfway here. And she's like, do you want to be in this music video? I'm like, I am in leggings and a sweatpants. And a sweatpants, one singular sweatpants. And I haven't washed my hair in 5 days.
I might actually do it tomorrow. So I'll explain. There are a couple different ways I can film this thing. I'm trying to think of whatever. That's all I'll say. I'm fucking stoked to put it out.
It's going
to
be awesome.
And nervous as fuck. I'm just going to keep playing it to some more friends until I'm prepared.
Men who aren't ready will not like it.
Yeah.
Like, and that's fine. I think we're prepared for that. Like, and I'm sure you're prepared for that. Like, men who are not, who have really toxic masculinity, fragile masculinity, they'll be like, that fucking dumb cunt. And you're like, you got it, homie. It's not for you.
Yeah. And they would never say it to my face, I don't think, because if they did, I would just look like
from behind a computer. They will, though.
Oh, of course. I told you, Mr. Milkshakes did not like Labia Game. He literally wrote, no wonder why her husband left her. And I was like, I left him, Mr.
Actually,
Milkshakes.
Yeah.
Get your facts straight, Mr. Milkshakes.
Does he still have that username?
I don't know.
I hope he does.
I don't know.
Hit him up. Find
whatever.
Him, guys. Mr. Milkshakes.
Is it like your milkshakes brings all of the boys or girls to the yard? Or do you like, do you think he like sells milkshakes for
that
real?
That would be bad. That would be amazing. That would be bad, but that would be great.
He actually sells. He's like the best milkshake maker, but he hates when I shake my milkshake.
Yeah.
He or only likes boy milkshakes.
Yeah, that's what it feels like. I'm like, who's milkshakes?
How can you have a cool name like Mr. Milkshakes? And not like Lavy again. I know. I was disappointed.
Yeah, I'm like, that's a cool
I was like,
name.
I thought we were like on the same team, Mr. Milkshakes. Nope. You can't take life that seriously if your YouTube name. YouTube. Oh, I still comment on YouTube videos. I'll watch like a Fallon. First of all, have you seen Paul Rudd and Jimmy Fallon's retake of Spin Me Right Round?
No.
Once this is done, I have been watching. It will elicit. He does it. Paul Rudd leads it. He does it take for take. Like you put the two screens up to their.
No.
It's you're going to die. And he just. Oh, and it's their vocals. Him and Jimmy. And they nail it. It is so fucking good. It's like it infused my whole body with such good energy.
I'm stoked to see that because I feel like Paul Rudd is so chill. I can't even imagine him doing it.
Honestly, I already loved Paul Rudd, but like I gained a whole new level of respect for him.
That's what I'm thinking. Like, I can't even imagine him doing that.
It's so weird and silly.
Yeah.
And seeing a guy. Okay, let's talk about men claiming the goddess. Yeah. Like for real.
Yeah.
Both in honoring and claiming within themselves. To me, doing the Dead or Alive song, him and Jimmy, I was like, that's the divine goddess shining through a man, making that man more powerful than ever. Do you get what I'm saying? It's like. To me, that's so sexy. Like, I just, it's so silly when you watch it, but I was like, yo, these two, oh my God, they're like taped together spinning.
No.
I can't. It's the wigs. Okay, I'm so excited to show you this after. But that's what I mean. Like, I think that's also what a lot of us, like, strong, powerful people in general, we want someone who can just be silly.
Yes.
And, like, be vulnerable in their feelings and there are no games. I think is what we're also talking about in our interactions with people. It's like, we're not willing to play this weird subconscious game. It's like, let's just be who we are. I'm a mess half the time.
Same.
I have separation anxiety. We all have insecurities. We're all frail beings. So, you know, but it's more about like, yo, this is me. Like,
yeah. You know, I often think that in a way it's one of my strengths, but sometimes I feel like it's one of my weaknesses, and I'm interested to hear what you'll say about this, but I notice at work that like other people can schmooze people and they want to schmooze people and I just don't want to. And I think because we are selling a service. I'm an interior designer. I have to sell my service. And part of me just like walks in, gives the thing. And I just want to be like, do you want to do it or you don't? Like, I don't have that gene. And sometimes I wish I did, but I know I don't have the patience for it. Like, I'm not here to sell you anything.
The product sells itself when it's good. That's
it
what I
should
think.
Is what I shouldn't have to convince you. And another part of design is also if you don't like what I'm doing, then we shouldn't be working together because I'm not the right designer for you. And like Kate hypes me and I appreciate the shit out of that. But like there is the right designer for every person. Like I'm not the right girl for you. It's cool. Hard feelings.
I think that applies almost to everything, including relationships. It's right. Like, yo, if you ain't into my shit, like it's all good, you know, but you can't keep trying to fit two things that don't. Do you know what I mean? Like even if it's in a business way. And that's what I kind of said in a sense to the woman who didn't like when she came to my comedy show. If she had done an ounce of research and Googled my name.
Oh, wait, you never finished that out. What happened?
She just so there was a woman and she was a teacher she looked like a Susan. I'm not trying to be a dick for
No hate on Susan.
I don't mean that at all. But you know what I mean? Like she just looked like she gets upset about little tiny shit. Because I know some Susans that are dope as fuck. Right. But she looked like, I don't know. She had like this tight little flower dress on and she looked like she fucking.
Could you imagine
was
giving
holding
enough
in 10 million
fucks
farts.
To even care about you? Yeah, like I can't even imagine. But anyway.
So whatever. I thought she was there by the side. I thought she was into it. Like the whole thing wasn't my favorite show ever. The rest of the shows were bomb, but I was like, oh, it's fine. But then like 2 days later on my Facebook, she was like, it was on Good Friday and
get the fuck out.
I swear you were lewd. It was awful. She spelled awful wrong. She put A W E F U L, which I, you know, could kind of appreciate, but
Yeah, I kind of like it.
I was like, oh.
It was so awful. That's a new way to look at that word. Yeah, how awful it was.
I was filled with awe. I had never seen a woman try to do a pterodactyl. Three pterodactyls at once gangbanging a woman.
Bitch, what do you think a comedy show is?
And that's my thing. I'm not going to like respond meanly to her. I literally deleted the comment and blocked her because I'm not about you, yeah. Barbara. But like, or I won't even say her real name. But like, yeah. You get it. I was like, whatever. But you have to also feel into the energy or like do a little bit of research before. When you go to a comedy club, it's really important that you're vibing in Atlantic City.
So you were in AC. And she thought it was going to be a clean comedy show because it was... I almost said Friday the 13th, which I even like better.
I like that too. It was her Friday the 13th.
On Friday the 13th.
Bitch, got ya! Boo! No, it was like...
Was it Easter themed? Was there like...
Can you imagine?
No, but I'm saying, like, was it like come see the Good Friday Easter show?
I think they, if a guy had been there being their version of acceptable dirty... It was me. I was also, I offended a dude in that show because I told him he should teabag an alien. Do you know what I mean? It was that kind of an audience where you make a joke about teabagging an alien and a dude's like he legitimately got offended.
Well, he didn't get offended by the joke. He got offended by you saying it to him, by you having the balls to say it to him.
Yes.
That's what really shook him. Like, she's about to knock me off my like masculine pedestal.
And that's the thing. If your true masculinity is solid, you would think that's hilarious.
Right. Like a girl.
What does that even mean? Right. I'm not actually making you teabag an alien. Like, I was talking about imagining, I'm like, there's some aliens and their skin's like really velvety and soft. I'm like, can you imagine like how soft their balls would be? I'm like, but like too soft. Like if you were a little bit too aggressive, it would like cut the whole thing open. Like it was like so weird. Like I was just, I don't know what I was doing.
Totally.
I just was like, it was like one of those nights where I was like, and they already knew they weren't with it. So I just kept going. I was like, and what would like, what's inside the popped ball sack? I was like, and I was telling this dude, I was like, what would go in your mouth? And like, he was like legit, like how dare she?
How dare she? How dare she imagine that velvet balls got open and the unknowable contents spilled into my mouth? How dare she?
I was so upset.
What a fucking asshole!
It was like, but like that's where I'm just kind of coming to. Like, look, I am who I am. Because at first you get upset and you're like, oh, did I fail? Do you know?
Of course.
And it's like you. First of all, you can't cater jokes for everyone in America to like it. Those would be the worst jokes ever. Carlin, who I look up to, was not someone who like catered. He said his thoughts, yeah. And I love aliens.
Like, he said his thoughts, and I was thinking about some alien dick. You know, she got weird.
It was just like I don't know. I just felt like being weird about it. I was talking about like the hologram. They didn't want to, you know. I talked about Jesus being good looking. You know.
Yeah, those aren't landing on Good Friday. Good Friday. I don't give a fuck, though.
And then I was like, what if the Antichrist is just like the opposite of Christ, like a female power? You know, I was like, what if it the whole time we've been scared of like powerful women?
Right.
And of course, for some people hear the word Antichrist and they don't even want to hear anything beyond it. Their fear. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, they can't even hear. What if the Antichrist isn't even scary, you guys? What if it's a woman? Like, some people
because
well,
they
like,
probably are like, that's exactly what it is.
Yeah. And then I joke about like period blood coming from the. Yeah, and I'm like, well, first of all, I have been able to stop wearing tampons because I only like basically free bleed into the toilet when I want to.
Nice.
I don't like to brag, everyone. But but then in Atlantic City, for some whatever reason, Saturday night, I bled onto the fucking sheets. Which hasn't happened. And so I was like, I'm in the middle of the night secretively washing blood out of the sheets. So like,
why secretively? Are we sharing a room with someone?
Let him sleep. I didn't want him to know.
Okay, you know? That makes sense.
Yeah, but I was like, it was just weird. I was like, oh, I think I did bleed all over Atlantic City.
You're like, it came to pass, actually.
Yeah. Well, there you go. It's been real.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's something that I also feel like the next generation's doing a lot better than we are. They seem really cool, the younger ones. Like, they're
progressive and shit.
That's what I'm saying. They seem a lot cooler. Like, I have a bunch of younger cousins, even the kids that are in high school right now. Like, I'm not so sure if it, and I'd love to talk to them about it, actually, and I never have. Like, see if it translates into women as well. But, like, I know that they're a lot chiller about gay people.
Yeah.
Like, they'll be like this gay kid in my class, which, like, is not. Obviously, they're still singling them out as gay. But I feel like when we were in school, you definitely knew that there were kids that were gay, but it was not like the gay kid in class. Like, it was a passing thing. you know, or like they weren't wearing makeup to school. I feel like there are gay kids in high school now who feel comfortable wearing, as they should, comfortable wearing makeup to class.
Things are definitely changing, and hopefully we'll see also in terms of like environmentalism, because I think they are awake. Like Lil Dicky just put out the We Love Earth rap. I don't know who that is.
Maybe you're cooler than I am, because I have no idea who Lil Dicky is.
No, Lil Dicky, he's like this comedian. He's a great rapper, but he always has comedy in there. Mm-hmm. But he's amazing. And a lot of people my age love him, but he also really speaks to like middle schoolers, high schools,
early
20s. And he put out this amazing rap video with great collaborations talking about the need to save the earth. So I think like what you're saying is true in a sense, is they're with it. And they're, a lot of middle schoolers listen to this podcast.
Love that.
And I love, yeah, I'm not like, some parents are offended that I'm not telling them to, as if they would listen, to not listen.
Oh my God, yeah, fuck that. Little kids are doing whatever they want.
They're doing what they want. We were middle school teachers. I heard what they were talking about. They know all about this shit. And now they have iPhones. They know everything.
Everything.
They know. And they probably go through your fucking cabinets and dressers, you know. Parents think that they're hiding all this shit.
Oh,
kids know what the fuck's up.
Yeah,
and I'm honest with Shane, so some people like to judge that. Nah, I'm just not lying about what I do,
right?
You know what I mean? Some people think it's best to like shield in that way. Yes, boundaries are great. I'm always working on them, but I am who I am, and I'm healing the shame I have around just being who I am,
right?
And Shane has been like a beautiful relationship in my life of where like I'm always trying to learn and be more me and let him be him. And I just feel like when we try to pretend to our kids that we're these saints, we're actually putting pressure on them to do the same.
It's detrimental, because at some point when you get older, you also turn around and look at your life and realize that your parents are super, I think it's part of just growing up, but they're super fragile and they're super flawed. And that's like a Santa Claus moment. Like, you know, that the rug gets pulled from underneath you. And I think it's better to just not do that. Let them know when you're hurting. Let them know when you're failing. And I think they'd be better for it. I don't have kids, but I can just, from my own experience, I think my parents try to make everything look perfect from our perspective, which we appreciated. But then as I got older and I saw all the cracks and everything that they were doing, and I realized what they must have been going through, I like didn't like it. I felt like I got lied to. I wish I knew more of what was going on in my parents' life when I was a kid.
Yeah, and we can always energetically pick up on when something's wrong. So when someone's saying no, everything's right, it really twists up your system.
Especially children.
Yeah, because they're like, wait, something feels wrong, but they're being told no. And then you're teaching people to not listen to their bodies and their systems. I think we're all really just looking for honesty and freedom. What else do we want? And I'm proud of you and I that we have yet to settle in any areas of our life where we'd have to twist ourselves into things that we aren't. I don't even think it's possible, to be honest, for ourselves to do
Sometimes
that.
Sometimes I think it's a flaw of mine, but like I know that it's not.
I would not even be able to be your friend. You know, what I love about you is I'm going to, like, even getting to play my rap song, I knew I wasn't going to get fluff if you didn't like it.
Totally.
Do you know what I mean? And I also know that you have an eye for art. So like, if you do like it, it's the highest honor to me. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so it's like,
I appreciate that.
I want people who are just badasses and speak the truth. Even if, look, you and I've had our fights or whatever, it's with those things included. But
right.
Like, I don't know. I just like that you're a badass, and that not just with you, but I see a lot of people kind of changing the game and being like, yo, we can be weirdos, we can be honest, we don't have to flirt if we don't feel like flirting, we don't have to like giggle,
right? Well, like I think it's more like we don't have to be sexual objects all the time. Like,
yes,
it's just dropping that you can just be a person, and we're socialized to think that we have to be sexual objects at all times, we have to be attractive at all times. And it's funny the more I get into my work sometimes, the less I'm thinking about what I look like, what I'm doing, and the more I like that.
That's
like,
probably when you're the sexiest too, to be honest. Probably.
I mean, I have no idea, but I definitely feel the same way when I'm watching other people bust their ass, so I hear you.
Yeah.
But like, I like not thinking about that, and I think I've actually chilled it out, and it's probably also part of getting older. Like, I'm less concerned with like having a full face of makeup on. I think when I was in my 20s, like, I wouldn't go anywhere without looking perfect. And now I'm comfortable enough in just like who I am and what I'm doing that like, I don't give a fuck a lot of days. And I think that my brain is actually broken. It's something that I said to two of my girlfriends in a group chat. I didn't wear makeup. I was helping my friend look for an apartment. And I didn't wear makeup when I went house hunting with him. And I literally said in a group chat, I know that women's brains are a little bit broken because I was talking to someone without any makeup on. And I thought to myself, wow, I can't believe how nice they're being to me when I'm this ugly, like type of thought in my head. And I heard myself think that. And I was like, yep, like your socialization is still there. Your brain is still a little bit broken. And like, it's just trying to fix that every time it comes up.
Yeah. Same with when I cut my hair.
I can imagine,
and,
yeah.
And having, you know, I love it and I own it. And yet there's this small voice that's like, do I still look feminine? Am I still sexy? And I think about Katy Perry, who's rocking the short haircut. And there are many other hottie boombalotti chicks that mm-hmm. have short haircuts. But even when you own it, there's still this like society thing ingrained of like, but am I feminine? And it's just so funny how there are certain things that, like whether it's makeup or long hair.
I'm with you. I think that we both did that in our own separate ways. My hair was never quite as short, but it was shaved all up the back and I just had that long piece on the front. And it was because, I mean, I have my super long hair again now, but at some point I got tired of people telling me how beautiful my hair was. And I started to feel like that they weren't seeing me or something, or that I had just become this object. And I don't think I knew it at the time, but it was a reaction to that. I cut all my hair off. Like I didn't want people to be like, oh, that's the girl with pretty hair. It was literally me saying, fuck that. I'm a person. I'm cutting my hair off.
Yeah.
And that's exactly, I remember thinking that's why I'm doing this. I don't want to be the girl with the hair anymore.
And I remember I loved that haircut on you. Thanks. You know, obviously I love your long hair too, but you were rocking it. Thanks. And, I just think it's once again about freedom for men and women. Yeah. I love, you guys have to watch the Paul Rudd, Jimmy Fallon thing because they're rocking the long hair in a funny way. But I also, like I said, it's such an obvious case of men fully in touch with their divine goddess, able to have fun. And that sex appeal only to me, it's like that makes them more sexy that they can have that. That's a kind of confidence to get that silly. And, I just want to see more of that. I think it is changing. I really have, especially with like the guys that we love. Like, I feel like dudes that are cool with us and that we're all having these conversations, like I can see it at least in my group of friends with men and women. Like everyone's kind of claiming their truth and just being who they are and not who society told them to be. Because some men, a lot of men, are fighting like, well, I want to be that and I want to be sillier and I want to bring out that inner femininity, but you'll have some people calling you names or thinking it's weird. And, you know, I'm loving seeing everyone slowly being like, I'm just going to be who I am.
Yeah.
And trust that the right people will be beside me. And it's all you can do.
I made a really cool camel. I know this isn't a side, but can I show
it to you? Oh my God. Oh my God. That's actually beautiful. So I have these mermaid pillows and Tina totally just drew like a real, I'm going to have to take a picture of that for the podcast. She made a really great camel.
Thanks.
On the pillow. That's amazing. I love after that spiel, you're like, yeah, that's great. But my camel.
No, I'm with you because I'm totally behind
but
you.
But I love that that's what was happening.
Thank you.
You killed it.
I looked down and I was like, I'm going to draw a candle. Camel.
I love that that's what came through. Is that my sex life right now?
I mean, it might be mine.
Yeah. Going through.
Slow and dry.
I ain't dry. I'm masturbating. I got
some juice.
Some good juices flowing over here.
That's what I like to
Looking
hear.
Me dead in the mirror, being like, dang, I do the, you know, the from Cardi's Money. Walking past a mirror. Woo!
Damn, I'm fine.
Let a bitch try me. Huh. Hammer time.
That's the best fucking line of that whole line. Song. Yeah.
Masturbating to that. Walking past a mirror.
I mean, I feel like people also give Cardi a hard time for the same reason.
Yes. Yes. It's that, you know, but I can't wait to see her really not give a shit. Because sometimes she still does, like, gives in to the haters. It's like, they're just hating because you're, like, a powerful, badass totally. Woman. Like,
but I feel like a lot of men get all like, oh, she's disgusting.
Really?
Like, is she? Oh, yeah. A lot of guys that I'm around are like, I can't stand her. She's gross. She's classless. And I'm like, oh, my God.
Please play them labia game. really? You think that's bad? No, hers, I guess ours is kind of equal in the sense of pushing the limits for being.
Right, but if it was coming from a man, no, I mean, they say 10,000 times a song, no one flinches. Do you know what I mean?
Like, absolutely.
They say the most disgusting thing, but because it's a woman, she's all of a sudden trashy. She's Cardi. She's disgusting. She's a hood rat. And you're like, yo, all the rappers
she's
are saying.
She's amazing. I would love. Amazing. Yo, can we hang with Cardi at some point in our lives? I mean, going to happen. Don't even.
I'd be down.
I'd even let you answer. It's happening. It's don't happening. Even. Well, also, did you see Cardi's and Bruno's Please Me?
I did.
What'd you think? I loved it. I love both of them, and they're both such like baby doll. Like they're both badasses, they're cuties.
Yeah.
So the two of them.
I kind of felt like she could eat him alive.
Oh no, I think.
You think he's got it?
Bruno's got a rock hard $1 billion penis.
You're gonna say dick. Oh, you were gonna say dick. You got there, got it.
After that I was like, let me see how hard this dude dick is. Like, and I looked at some of it, like he's got billions of that dude. He's got sweat, and you can see it in the, especially with Cardi, because
he's got like a half smile. Yeah,
he's doing that sexy bite the lip. Yeah. I'm like, yo, right. Bruno. You're right. All right, yeah.
You're right.
Bruno, a star, baby. I'm not saying he for me in that way.
Now I'm
but
imagining
he's sexy.
Him having sex.
Oh, they'd be like, fuck. Mm.
Yeah, I guess they could. Yeah,
I don't want to watch her and Offset have sex. I feel like that would be like almost porno. Aggressive.
I don't want to watch that.
He'd be like trying like that. Like, I'd want to see Cardi and Bruno just like that. It would be hot, but it would be like, please me.
He starts singing. Oh, like,
yeah. And she's like, I want to hear you say.
Yeah, I mean, it's so interesting with Cardi and Offset because she'll be like humping him. And I'm like, wait, you guys actually have sex though? And so there's something not sexy about that to me.
And the way they do it though, there's like a fakeness, whatever. I won't even go.
It's like porny looking. It's like they practice porn.
I hear you. It's not like when I watched Cardi and Bruno for real in the Please Me, because they're also trying to be really sweet and respectful, obviously.
Yeah, because they're like, they're not together. Yeah.
Yeah. And like they both obviously really respect each other as artists, and they know, like, the tension, but the respect and everything, like it was sexy.
Yeah,
like I was
sexy,
like,
for sure.
I was like, all right,
they try because they want to make a sexy product, but they also don't want to cross lines. I hear you.
You felt it. You felt the respect in it, which is sexy, because
there's
almost more tension.
Sexier than respect. Like, I know it's the cheesiest thing to say, but if a dude fucking respects you, you're like, I would suck that guy's dick. Like, it's way easier to get there in your head. Like,
it's part of the, it's, you can actually feel into it when you're not on the defensive of, could I get raped in this situation?
Right.
You're actually like, and if it's not there, you want to know that without rapey energy. Like, you can't even feel into a situation if you're on guard.
Yep.
So I think we're all shifting and we're all changing to just listening to each other and letting it all fall into place. But like, that kind of Cardi, Bruno, I think they're twin flames, but like that kind of energy can't be forced either. Like, it's just out of a real respect and then fire. Like, they're both cutie, hottie.
Well, and that's out of his confidence. He probably does respect her. He's confident enough to not feel like he needs to put her down or he needs to sexualize her. Just, he needs to make her into nothing but this. He's like, I'm confident. I got this. I'd love for you to meet me where I am.
Yes.
I love that. Yeah.
Exactly. You just nailed it. Exactly. So, I love you, Bruno and Cardi.
Yeah. I like it too.
Yeah.
I'm here for it.
What do you think about LSD? Sia, Diplo's, and Labyrinth's new... Have you heard their new?
Yet.
Oh my God. Okay, I'll do that after. Because you're the one who really introduced me to Sia years ago.
When
you
she
were
was
into
just like
Sia.
Doing an indie Sia.
Before she was like even hiding her face. Because when she was indie, she was
she
less.
She was not. Yeah, like I used to watch her YouTube videos of her just like singing live. Yeah.
So yeah, you introduced me to her years ago. And then when she got famous, I still love her. How do you not love Sia?
Lovable.
She's
yeah.
just amazing.
She's a badass.
But I got to play that for you because. Thunderclouds, hello.
Oh,
no new friends, hello.
I think I've heard some of it. I've been working at like an unhuman pace, like just like
this is true.
Disgustingly
and
not
I,
ever being home before like
one
nine.
Of my superpowers is to pretend my friends aren't insanely busy and just call and be like, "What you do?"
I usually pick up though.
Oh, you do. No, it's great. Cuz even if you're busy, you know, it works. It's like, "Okay, I got to go." I'm like,
"I'll run into the conference room. I'll talk to you for a couple minutes and I'll run back out."
Yeah. I think it is a superpower in a sense. It's like, I know you're busy, but like, I'm a busy chick too.
Yeah.
All right. That was a weird way to end this, but
yeah.
Tina, where can they find you on social media?
I don't mess with too much social media except for Pinterest. Wow. I'm shot. Except for Instagram. They can find me at Tina, TINA, Constas, KONSTAS.
Yes. Please follow her.
Watch my stories. I don't really post that many pictures because it's weird. I think there's been this shift in the platform where it feels like exposing to post a photo. But when you just post stories, you're like, if you want to watch my bullshit, here it is. If you don't, like, it's fine as well.
Yeah. I feel that shift a bit too. I do it for like flyers. It's like, okay, I'm going to have to leave this here to almost like people know that there's
a show. To reinforce it. Yeah.
Yeah. If I want people to come, I want them to be able to go and be like, okay, that's her next thing. But I also... Stories are fun. It's just different energy.
For me, if you're into interior design, if you're into what we're doing on a daily basis, then follow my stories. You'll see stuff getting installed. You'll see inspiration. You'll see tile. You'll understand a day in the life of an interior designer in a very real way, because I like taking pictures too.
Yeah.
They're not of me ever though. So if you're here to stalk, that ain't it.
Your face while delivering it. That's what, yeah. If you're here to get hard, it's going to be over my fucking designs.
Yeah, like, I'm sorry. My ass is not.
Yeah, but
on
I feel like your ass is in the designs. You know what I mean? I don't even mean that in a putting you down way. I feel like when someone's art and their craft is on point, their
energy
is in it. So, like, because I don't look at you in a hitting on you way at all. I don't.
I appreciate that.
You know what I mean?
Maybe I don't.
I know you're beautiful.
Thank you.
You know what I mean? But like, I'm it's gonna get weird.
Oh my god, I'm stoked.
You get what I'm saying?
Just fucking say it.
No, I'm just saying, like I feel like when we first became friends, I was more in like a funny way, but like, yeah, girl, yeah, you shake that. You know what I mean? But it's just like, I just feel like Tina's hot, but her designs are hot.
Thank you.
You know what I mean? It's like the same with my rap and my comedy. It's like when a person's that was gonna sound cocky, I don't mean it that way. When someone's fire in general, their shit can be fire, even if they have a flop, though. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
It's the same with like Gwen Stefani. She's fucking fire, man.
Yeah,
so you're going to get fucking fire, you know? So like Tina's fire. So like follow her fucking designs.
Yeah.
You know, if you get hard over one of her fucking interiors, I think that's
hit
dope
me up.
As fuck.
I'd be into that.
I don't know if you want them to hit you up. Because I don't like when people watch Lady Game and they're like, yo.
You missed it. That's not what this is about.
I'm like, okay, am I a good rapper, motherfucker? Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, yeah. Great. I'm not just a piece of me.
You're like in a little one piece bodysuit. Yeah. Like, can we talk about the rap, though?
I love it, though. That's great.
I know, I love it, too.
I'll be fucking butt-ass naked and be like, do I've got bars or not, bitch? Yeah, I got them nice titties, but do I got them bars?
We already knew about the titties.
Yeah. Titties been on fleek since 1997, bitch.
That's when 96. You grew them? That's
when nah, you grew them? I grew them since middle school. Sprouted them.
Congrats, you were one of those.
Oh, I was one of those.
Still waiting for
dropping
my middle
like
school.
It's hot.
I'm still waiting for my middle school titties. Grown ass woman.
Okay, we'll make a little prayer.
Thank you. Everyone listening at the same time. Pray that when I wake up, I have huge boobs tomorrow.
Yes. Okay. I hope it works, though.
Thanks.
That'd be amazing. Would so you be cool. Okay if they really just grew?
I would show them to you guys. I'd be like,
okay, you heard it here first. You get a real good Instagram story. No, incorporate them into your fucking designs. I hope your parents are listening. I hope everyone's listening.
Yeah, fucking let them listen.
Let them listen. For me, let's see. The next comedy seance is July 28th, 6 p.m. 6 p.m. I don't know why I'm talking. 6 p.m.
Because you're a rapper
cooler
now.
Than the M.
Because you're a rapper now, clearly.
6 p.m. promo seance at New York Comedy Club's 4th Street location with Jess Grippo and Allison Charles. It's awesome. And then I'm going to have some other stuff that I'll be telling you about soon. I will let you know when my new rap song comes out. And if you want a healing, kwolf2f27@gmail.com. Thank you, Tina, for coming on.
Thank you for having me, Kate.
Thanks, everyone, for listening, and bye.
Bye.